Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey, everybody. Today's Buzz 24-7 is brought to you by the New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, hello there. How's it going, man? Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24-7. We all really appreciate it. Fridays are Archive Fridays. We dip back into the back stacks of classic wax or whatever you want to call it. You got years of stuff to choose from. Today, something a little different. Went back to a segment where we talk about things we would never do and the things that would scar you for life. Here you go. I'm going to file this particular story, this particular segment, under something I would call things I would never do. I would never rescue a snake. I'm not ever.
I would never jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Okay. I'm never going to rescue a snake.
What if you can do it just by using a stick or something? Snake is caught. You don't have to touch it. You got a good 5 or 6.
Snake, no.
I would do it.
He ain't going to do squat to help me. Why should I lift a finger to help him? And the reason is, this is a talk about, Scotty always says it doesn't pay to be nice. Here's this woman in Cleveland, just outside of Cleveland. She had to call 911 last Thursday because on Wednesday, she rescued two boa constrictors. Okay? She rescued them. And she had to make this phone call.
I don't want to hear this.
Listen to this 911.
No. You can't make me.
Listen. Listen. Listen.
Hello? I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Do you hear what she said?
Boa constrictor. I'm outside with it.
You're outside with a boa constrictor stuck to your face.
Yes.
Okay.
I just rescued it yesterday, please.
You arrested the boa constrictor yesterday?
I rescued it.
You rescued it. Okay. Ma'am, I've notified the ambulance.
How is she even talking?
She's biting her nose.
She sounds very good for having a...
And you know what? The 911's a little...
You know what?
So you're outside with a boa constrictor.
You know what? The 911 operator is a little, snarky.
A little attitude.
Yeah.
Come on! You've got a boa constrictor stuck on your face. That's not a call you're going to hear. Wrapped around your neck?
I'm sorry.
That would make more sense.
Snarkiness.
Hello? I have a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
Now you hear it.
Man, you have a what?
Boa constrictor. I'm outside with it.
You're outside with a boa constrictor stuck to your face.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Okay. I just rescued it yesterday, please.
You arrested the boa constrictor.
Arrested it?
She's an animal lover, right? I rescued it. I do it all the time. No, I'm an awesome person. I saved it, and now it's biting me.
You know what? Snarky.
You rescued it. Okay.
Oh, you rescued it.
Oh, you didn't arrest it?
Ma'am, I've notified the ambulance. Ma'am, I've notified the ambulance and the fire and the police department. So the boa constrictor has a hold of your nose?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can you pry its jaw open if you pick its jaw?
No, I'm trying. There's blood everywhere.
You think she'd be calling 911 if she could pry it off her nose?
Well, she's talking pretty well for having a...
You never know what you can do.
Look, let me just
you
say,
panic. Some people panic. You need to be talked down off the edge. You
know?
I'm not impressed with the 911 operator. Very snarky.
So the woman, 45-year-old woman,
arrested the snake
near Cleveland. So it's a 5.5-foot boa.
All right, the story smells a little bit because she rescued the snake yesterday. What did she do? Keep the snake overnight in her house?
It says it was one of two boa constrictors she rescued the day before. She told 911 operators that she also had 9 other snakes that were all ball pythons.
Okay. All right, so it was her snakes.
Yeah, the operator did think it was a joke at first. You could hear that. They had to use a pocket knife to actually kill the snake before it let it go. The woman
killed it and then they let it go.
Oh, before it would let go. I misread that. You're right, you're right.
Before for some reason, he's in the same spot in the yard where I dropped him.
Yeah, the woman was treated at a nearby hospital for injuries. That's just, you know, never rescuing a snake. It ends up biting you.
So maybe she was like a local snake person and rescued somebody else's snakes and then kept them?
Well, you know how it is. Yeah. People with their boas and the constrictors, they get too big for them, so what do? They set them free. Shame on them.
Yeah,
I don't blame the snake for that.
Yeah. At least she's keeping her snakes.
You know, I don't know. You can. We've learned since we were kids, you can't trust snakes.
Let me look at you. You don't want me to look at you?
Jungle.
Yes.
Then you look at me.
I have a bone constrictor stuck to my face.
Yes.
Please.
Trust me.
Trust in me. Oh, my God. I can't even think about it.
I still feel like this is a weird...
She has a bunch of snakes. She rescued a couple of snakes because she's a snake person. She loves snakes. And one of them turned around and did that to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that, but...
Every time I see a picture...
She doesn't sound like she's in pain.
I light my whole face on fire.
This is my boa constrictor. I'm going to let it kind of wrap around my neck. Literally... Once it starts, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. You can't stop it. And then if you go to get aggressive with it and it's wrapped around your neck, guess what? Doesn't it squeeze you even more? I'm sorry. I don't get it. Mm. Oh, I would never do that. Just once. So that I file that under things I would never do. Rescue a snake.
He's around my waist and he has my nose. I guess there was blood everywhere.
Find a wood chipper and throw yourself into it.
I saw when I was a kid, I'm going to ask this question. I was going to do the post-it box, but I'm going to roll with this question.
All right, we're rolling with it.
What did you see as a kid, television, whatever, news, whatever, scarred you for life? Because that right there, this whole fear that I have of snakes comes from Mutual of Omaha?
Oh, yeah. The Wild Kingdom show on Sundays.
With Marlon Perkins, who hovered safely in the helicopter 30 feet above the ground while Bill
was getting mauled by
a giant anaconda. Exactly. They showed a slow-motion rattlesnake bite. Right? Watch as this guy... And they show it into a... Like, the teeth come out, and then the fangs drop down, and then it snaps, and it bites. And I've been scarred for life because of that one... thing I saw on television that made me deathly afraid of all snakes. 1 minute of television when I was a kid scarred me for life. That I'm terrified of snakes because of that.
Well, mine I saw, not on TV, but in real life when the dog attacked Budweiser the chicken right in front of me and the feathers were flying and my poor chicken was dying in that dog's mouth. That kind of scarred me. I still can see.
Poor Budweiser the chicken.
He was getting tossed around. The dog wouldn't let go. Just kept shaking. Nine, ten.
I was probably like 12, 13 or something like that.
Nine, ten, and it was my, my chicken right there in front of me.
My question
was an ice cold bud.
What scarred you? That's what scarred Kelly. What scarred you for life? Something as a kid you saw. It's strange. Nobody's going to remember this. It's really old. The Dick Van Dyke Show. I loved it. And Dick Van Dyke had a nightmare. And in it, his manager, whatever, Alan, the ball guy. His face appeared in a dark window in a door, and he spoke to Rob Petrie, Dick Van Dyke's character. Bam! Scarred for life.
Kind of like the Wizard of Oz face?
Yeah, I had nightmares about it. I remember it to this day, 50 years later, I remember that one scene. What scarred you for life? Television, movie, something like that ruined you on a subject?
Jaws.
Yeah. That's probably the most universal.
Yep.
Right? Was there anything else anywhere along the way?
I'm not a snake fan. I remember seeing, some special where a snake was squeezing some animal by the side of a river, and it's always by the side of a river.
It's never like near an ice cream shop.
No.
It's always next to the side of some river. So it scarred you. Was it anything for you, Kelly?
I don't know if it scarred me, but I was not a big fan of the Wicked Witch.
Yeah,
And it was young. It was a little scary with the flying monkeys and stuff.
Yeah, the flying monkeys.
Flying monkeys
scarred me. Yeah. You know, whenever I walked through the forest, I was looking for them, you know.
Well, they just needed a good role model. The Wicked Witch was not a good role model, and they followed her lead.
And also the guards, the Wo-E-O guys, they definitely freaked me out. I wasn't so much afraid of the witch, because once I knew that water was all that bitch needed.
Just needed a bath?
I was fine. But those flying monkeys, they were terrifying. I'm going to give you that. What was it that terrified you as a kid? Tracy, right up my alley. Tracy, I so agree with you. Huh? What scarred you as a kid? Scarred you for life.
Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Oh, the Birds was pretty scary. Well, I saw that young.
Picking your eyes out. I don't mess. Yeah, I don't mess with birds. I'm right there
down
with you. What'd you say?
Down the chimney, into the house.
Yeah. Oh. And they were stupid. They were stupid. Even as a kid, I looked at the people in that movie and said, stupid.
Why are you not running?
Running down the street with her hair all gussied up.
And he surprised Tippi Hedren there. He had the birds really attack her.
Yeah, he really did. In real life, she didn't know.
Great reaction he got for her.
Channel 56, in the afternoon, they cut and they showed the guy with no eyeballs, which was big for back then. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Oh, absolutely. Sid, scarred you for life, Sid. What was it?
We watched The Twilight Zone. I was about 8 years old. They had these big bugs that crawled up people's backs and attached to their necks. We lived in California, and there were these things called potato bugs. I got one on me. I thought I was going to die.
Thought I was going to die.
I thought I was literally going to die.
I was going to die.
I almost died. Okay. I hear you.
I was freaking out in the front yard.
Yeah.
Get it off.
It's ridiculous. We lived in Somersworth, New Hampshire. Thanks for the call. And there was some woods that we played in near a sandpit. And I was convinced there were cannibals there. Thank you, Gilligan's Island. I was convinced I was going to get put in a cave by some cannibals.
That bothered me was William Shatner. There's something on the wing.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mitch, talk to me. Creature double feature. Scarred you for life. What was it?
Oh, definitely showing my age on Creature double feature, but the episode, The Head That Wouldn't Die, where they walked out with a tray with a head on it, the woman's talking. Oh, God, that scared the hell out of me. It still does.
I love that. But it's fun to say, The Head That Wouldn't Die. That's Nancy Grace. That's good, Kelly. I like that. It's just, you see these things as a kid, they're inconsequential, but yet forever, you somehow, remember them.
The Lost Boys is always, that freaked me out.
Yeah, see, I was all that to me, yeah.
My cousin was babysitting us. She was there and should not have been watching that scary movie with us. We were too young.
Yeah.
And Afghans have holes in it, so even though I tried to hide under the Afghan, you could still see through the little holes.
I see dumb people covering their face with Afghans.
We were eight, okay? And it was a scary movie.
Let's go to Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi.
Kate is lovely.
I'm good.
Excellent.
So the one that terrified me growing up, I've actually had, a backlash of it because there's a new version of it coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Stephen King's It.
Oh, yes. Yeah, brutal.
I was about 8 years old the first time I saw that movie, and I was in a hotel room, and that scene with, the shower and, the shower nozzles coming alive and the clown with, the teeth.
The
new one's coming out, and my husband wants to see it, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm made of that stuff.
I gotta see it. No question I can't. I gotta see it. I was afraid of clowns, so I'm with you on that, Kate. Thanks for the call. I was deathly afraid of clowns before that. That just made it worse. Then... Well, I was dating my wife, and I was reading the book. I was telling her about it. I come home one day, and there's balloons tied to my apartment door with a little note that said, come float with us. And I'm like, that ain't funny.
She's great.
That is amazing.
That ain't funny. And then it was something on the ground, too. She was, it was crazy.
That's awesome.
How did I marry that woman? I don't even know. Lori, let's go. It scarred you for life. What was it?
Dark Shadows, Barnabas Collins.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember?
The music, yes. Oh, awful. And the house on the cliff.
Oh, my God.
Barnabas Collins and that woman, I don't know, who was it, Kitty Carlisle, that woman with the mole on there?
Yes. Exactly. I'll never forget. I woke up one night. I was 3 years old, and there was a dark shadow standing beside my bed. It was probably someone checking on me to see if I was asleep, and I was it's him. It's Barnabas.
I got you, man. And you take that into your adulthood. I'm with you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to John. John's got an interesting movie. Go ahead, John.
The Devil's Advocate. That movie, demonic faces change throughout the movie, that scarred me for life.
And Charlize Theron and Al Pacino.
And Keanu Reeves. And who turns into a devil when they're banging on a table? It gets really freaky.
I know Charlize Theron's in it. She's just a smoke show, but...
Yeah. The redhead, his daughter, Al Pacino's daughter.
Yeah, when you're watching the movie and you're watching them have sex with Charlize and someone's turning into a monster, you think in your head, would I still do it? Would I still risk having
about
sex
dead
with
puppies.
Her? And then...
So you're going to lose it.
I know she's going to turn into the devil, but I'd still do it. You know what I mean? You
do
have
it.
To weigh that.
Do it.
It's crazy. Let's
the
go.
Original Poltergeist.
No. The second Poltergeist. The second one with the preacher. God is in his holy temple.
He's scared of preachers.
When he's yelling in the screen. You're going to die in there!
Oh,
my God. That scarred me for life. Old dudes with wide-brim hats.
Yep.
I can't do it. Travis, talk to me. What scarred you for life?
Oh, my God. When I was a kid, I saw a Muppet's Christmas Carol. All right? In the beginning of the movie, when the two old guys in the chains came up, the old Muppets...
Oh, I love the old school guys.
Scarred me for life. Absolutely. Even today, it still creeps me out.
Michael Caine. That's a great
one. I love the Statler and Waldorf and the two guys in the balcony. I love that.
Hey, look at those guys.
I think I've actually become one of those guys in real life. Actually, thanks, man. Things that scarred you for life.
When I was 9, I watched Children of the Corn after being told not to. Forever scarred.
Swore me off on anybody named Malachi. As soon as you tell me your name's Malachi, I'm out.
But if you've seen that movie and you drive by
any type of cornfield,
you think that.
Wouldn't you like to be somewhere out in the middle of Nebraska in a cornfield, like in overalls, and just step out, let the car
every
see you,
once
and
in a
step
while.
Back in?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Faces of Death. You know what? Even as a kid,
I don't know if I believed
it. Those Faces of Death videos, you can never find them. But for those who don't know, it was supposedly a video collection of people that actually died.
Yes.
Dying. And one of them was they cut the guy's top of a guy's head off and monkeys ate his brains. Or something crazy
They
cut the top of a monkey's head off and hit it with a hammer a few times. And it's a delicacy of eating. Yes.
Whatever.
True. Well, that's true.
Same. It's just gross. Flipped it. Okay, whatever. And they do all these things. And it was, Laura, you couldn't find it. It was like a black market videotape that existed. And if you knew somebody that had it, you had to borrow it. Right, and it was really freaky. And then I saw it, and I'm like, "This is so fake."
So what happens is when you go to the video place, they didn't put them out.
No, they never did. You had to ask for special. It was like asking for a John Valby tape. You know, when your buddy had one that he recorded from someone else because all the songs were so dirty, no one would publish them. Scarred for life. Crutchy, when I was 5, my brothers made me watch Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Oh, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Birds never got me. I mean, there were birds.
But,
come on.
But
how dumb are you to die in a bird attack?
For that time, it scared everybody.
You hadn't seen it. Jason? Really? Really, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Listen, what scarred you for life?
When I was about 5 years old, I was scared to death of the show Land of the Lost.
Oh.
With... the flea stack.
Yes.
The
flea
stack. They come out and they'd be like.
Oh, yes.
Well, my brother and my cousin dressed up as flea stacks. They put calamine lotion all over themselves and milkweed. Remember them puppies? Milkweed pods. They turned all the furniture over in the house and chased me out of the house in the yard screaming. True story.
I thought that maybe with, you know, because
I would have been scared of Chucka.
The slee stacks made that sucking noise sound. I thought that maybe it scarred you for life for, like, people with retainers.
Oh.
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely. I couldn't date a girl with a retainer after that.
There it was. He was done. There you go, everybody. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday, bright and early, 5:30. We got more 24/7s for you then. Have a great weekend. Be safe. See you then.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.